Fighting intensified in Sudan over the weekend. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Military and paramilitary forces are at war. They've killed at least 2,000 people in the last 10 weeks. More than 2.5 million Sudanese are on the run. Guerrilla forces routinely open fire on crowds of people as they flee, killing dozens each time.
There's genocide taking place in Darfur right now. We don't know the extent of what is happening, but we know civilians are being killed.
A believer we'll call Arnie says the war brought Unfolding Words translation work to a grinding halt. 5 team members were trapped in Khartoum when the fighting began in mid-April. They're in a safe location now, but
it's very difficult and stressful for these men thinking about what may be going on with their families.
Pray believers can be reunited with their families soon and pray for an immediate end to the war in Sudan.
God is the one who can intervene. He raises up nations and he puts them down. And we're asking him that he would settle the situation so that we can continue the work in this region.
And in 2020, the world was rocked by COVID-19. Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China says people in the country where it started are still feeling the long-term effects of the pandemic. The pandemic and accompanying restrictions significantly slowed personal and social progress in China.
Some of the greatest challenges we faced over the last 3 years were related to COVID. And when I say we, it was really more the church trying to find places to meet and ways to share the gospel and to encourage their people.
But now in the face of rampant hopelessness as China rebuilds, believers see an opportunity to introduce others to the hope of Jesus. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.